Hi, I'm your host Anthony Kendrick, and you're joining me for a special edition of the 72 Show. With the international break, we're not doing the usual show this week. We've got an interview to follow with Barry Hales, but first we've got a quiz. So, for want of a better word, our contestants are as follows. So we've got Nick Davey.
Good evening.
And we've got Matty Roper.
Good evening.
So, I've got in front of me the average away attendances of the Football League last season, the 2014-15 season. So, the team ranked first has the highest average attendance last season. And you'd get 1 point if you can name that team. The team which got the lowest average attendance is ranked the lowest at 72, and you get 72 points if you can name that team. And you want the lowest score possible, so you want to name teams with the high attendances.
So hypothetically, this was the Premier League, you'd want to say Man United.
Yeah, if it was, say, Premier League, you'd want to say United and avoid, say, I don't know, Swansea or someone.
Yeah, okay, mate.
So, Nick, do you want to play first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I'll go for Leeds United.
Number one, top best score you could have given. Matt?
Middlesbrough.
Number two, very good start. Perfect start so far.
Sheffield Wednesday.
That's fourth.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, that's fourth on the list. So, 5 points so far you've accumulated.
Wolves?
Yeah, they're seventh, so not a bad score. You've got the obvious ones there.
Derby.
Yeah, they're in at third.
Derby. Norwich, surely.
Sixth place.
Oh, good one, yeah. Nottingham Forest?
Yeah, fifth place on the list.
Bloody hell.
Well played.
I'm struggling there, really, aren't I?
All the obvious ones are sort of gone. There's a few.
Bournemouth, even though they're not a massive club with the season they had. I don't want to say Bournemouth, I know where they'll be.
This might cost you the game. They were only 18.
I was very shocked. Their attendance when they came to us near the end of last season on Friday night, and they didn't sell out the away end. It was really weird.
Their average away attendance 11,000. 1,152.
Right, I'll go next. Has Birmingham City been said?
They haven't been said. I'm sorry. They're 10th. So that gives you a total of 23 points. Matty, what's your final answer?
Sheffield Wednesday gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were free.
Sheffield United are decent, always travelling fans.
Yeah, they are decent. They're the 8th best, so best answer you could have given at this stage. So that's round one complete, and it's Nick in the lead. He's 1-0 up. So we'll move on to round two. Same question. Matty, do you want to go first this time?
Yeah, go on then. Ipswich, they're a pretty sizable club.
11th place, second best answer you could have given.
We'll go Brighton, we take a fair bit away. I'll go Brighton.
23rd, so not bad, but there's better on there. 1,064 average away fans, you're probably interested to know.
Bolton. Yeah. Won't be taking as much.
Well, season, but. Yeah, it's a good answer. 16th on there, 1,184 fans on average.
Fulham.
Ooh, Fulham. 22nd on the list, just over 1,000 fans as well.
This might be a bit of a long shot, but they're a big club for League Two. I want to go Luton because they're decent. Every time I seem to.
Great answer.
Why it seems big.
Great answer. Decent. The top League Two team on the list, they're 12th. No, sorry, they're 15th.
I was going to say 12th, that'd be bloody high. 15th.
Yeah, very good answer. 1,200 fans on average. Best supported League Two club.
I'll go for Bristol City because they did so well in League One last year.
Yeah. Yep, the second highest out of the Championship. They're 13th.
Walker haven't been said, have they?
Who?
Yes. Oh.
Hang on, who sorry?
I don't think Watford.
No, Watford haven't been said. They're the best answer you could give at this stage. They're ninth.
What's their record?
What else hasn't been said?
Preston.
Yes, 14th in the table. Good answer.
Rotherham or Blackburn. Rotherham. I'll go Rotherham.
Rotherham, that's 17th in the table, sir. A decent answer.
Portsmouth.
Oh, Portsmouth, 25th in the table, just over 1,000 fans per average game. So, Matty's won the second round, so we'll go into one final game to decide it.
Ooh, tense.
So that game will follow an interview which I conducted with Barry Hales. He was a great guy to speak to, and here's the interview. Anyway, you all right?
Yeah, I'm very well indeed, yeah.
You play for Chesham, don't you?
Yeah, play a coach down there. So we had we've got a link with a local charity, so we went to go and do a sport relief massage today. So that's what we've been doing today.
A sport relief massage?
Yeah.
that sounds fun.
Yeah, it was fun to be fair. Yeah, it was really relaxing. So it was good.
So how long have you been at Chesham coaching there?
This season, I joined them this season. Having spoken to the manager for the last, I think it's probably about 4 seasons, he'd been trying to get me down there. And eventually he got me, and it's worked really well. We've had a fairly good season.
So was coaching something you decided you wanted to get into beforehand, or was it something you just...
Yes and no, because I started doing my badges many years ago, and then I stopped because I didn't think it was something that I would enjoy. And then I started, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it, to be fair. I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Are there any particular aspects of it you enjoy? Is it working with younger players, for instance, or...?
Yeah, that's the main thing. Like, the squad that we got, it's a fairly young squad, so it's just getting the key points across. And when they implement it, and getting the pleasure out of it, or just guiding them in the right direction, really.
What is it you hope to do in the future? Is it more coaching, or managing, or...?
I think eventually I'd like to become a manager one day. But yeah, you've got to learn the coaching side of things, learning how to treat different players in certain ways. And I think that's different between a manager and a coach, really. The manager, he needs to manage the players and team individually. And coaches coach the team. So yeah, it's just an aspect. But yeah, I think one day I'd like to become a manager, definitely.
You had quite a long playing career. You played for a lot of different clubs. Well, I suppose you still are playing. Are there any particular highlights of your career, any clubs in particular which you really, enjoyed?
I've been quite lucky in aspects. When Stevenage, we won the Adora League, and then we won the conference. So, and that was the start of my career. And then I went on to Bristol Rovers, and we made the playoffs after being tipped to go down. And then I moved to Fulham. So I'm winning two championships there. So I've had a fairly pleasant career coming through, and then joining Leicester, winning League One to get back in the championship was pleasing too. So yeah, across the board, I think I've been quite fruitful and quite lucky.
What do you make of what's going on at Leicester at the moment? You're only there a few years ago.
Absolutely fantastic. The only thing is, the team I've supported all my life, 30-odd years, I'm in second spot.
I was going to come on to that.
I'm loving what Leicester are doing, but I haven't been a first fan all these years, and where this is the closest we are getting to the Premiership crowd. So if Tottenham were 5th or 6th, then I'd be absolutely ecstatic for Leicester. But I'm hopeful Tottenham pick them, and then Leicester come second, and then it'd be a fantastic season.
Do you think that will happen, or do you think Leicester are gonna win?
I'll keep thinking Leicester are gonna slip up, but they're going from strength to strength, and the way they're playing and the system they play, they're really hard to break down, and I think it's a tall order. I think it's a tall order. And if Leicester do win it, I'd love to pop down and just say congratulations to the staff, because a couple of the staff are still there and the coaching side of things as well. So yeah, no, that'd be a massive, massive achievement.
Do you think it'll be one of them two, or could you see, say, an Arsenal or a City coming back into it?
I still think Arsenal probably with their experience. I think they're going to be sneaking up, and I think they're going to win a lot more games than people expect them to. And I think it's going to be tighter than where it's at the moment, really.
You played for Jamaica, the national team. It must have been a great honour for you to play, you know, for the country.
A fantastic time to enjoy them, and it was a great honour, a fantastic experiences with the squad and the coaching staff, and it was a new thing from like me from where I come from the league to represent my own country of birth. It was fantastic.
Are there any particular memories you have, Ernie, in particular that stand out for you?
Made my debut against Trinidad and Tobago, and that was the main win that we win it 1-0, and so it was fantastic to be a part of it, and fantastic to have got the win over one of our main rivals. So yeah, that's definitely my main highlight. I didn't get to score any goals, which was a bit unfortunate, but it was a great experience.
I guess, is it something that, I don't know, bothers you, or is it, you know, the fact that you've played for Jamaica, that's enough for you?
The fact that I didn't get to play wasn't fantastic, but yeah, back in my mind, it would be nice to have scored a few goals in that, but I think I've started about 8 or 9 games, and then the rest have been subs, so yeah, it was a bit of sweet, but yeah, just to have that opportunity was fantastic for me.
Over your career, are there any particular players or anything that stand out who you played with?
There's Louis Saha, who was my strike partner at Fulham. He was the best player I think I played with, not just striking partner, best player technically, physically, ability. He had it all in that, and Man United hardly by bad players, and if he'd stayed injury free, I reckon he would have went on and had a fantastic career at Man U. But yeah, and Louis stands out playing with Chris Coleman as well, the world manager. He was a fantastic defender, fantastic player, and a fantastic captain and then manager too.
Is that something you could see in him, that him as a leader?
Yeah. As soon as I saw him on the very first day, very well welcoming, and the boys followed suit, and you can see he was geared up to go on to the big things, which he's done with Wales now. Yeah.
The other thing I want to ask is about you obviously moved around to different clubs. The transfer fee, you know, because you moved for like a couple of million at one point to. You know, is that something that you think about, or is it something that you just, you know, get on with it?
Yeah, it wasn't something that I really thought about. It was just ironic that I got bought the year before by Bristol Rovers for $250,000, and then a year and a couple months later, I'm being valued 10 times the amount, and I was like, okay. it was a shock to my system, and it did actually, when I went to Fulham, because I think a lot of people were thinking, who's this guy that we just bought? We've never heard of him, to be fair. Mm-hmm. But I went on to prove my own self there, and then to get the Premiership, playing the Premiership with them too, and doing well in my own first season was fantastic for me.
All right. Just finally, what are you hoping to achieve this season with Chesham United?
Yeah, we've had a very good FA Cup run. We got to the first round proper. That's the first time a club has done it in 20 years. I think it was. We've got a good trophy run as well. Now we've got catch up on games, and we got a very slim chance of making the playoffs. We've got a lot of games to catch up on, but we dropped a few points recently, but if we can get a good run, we're four unbeaten at the minute. We can turn and get a few more wins on the board. We've got an outside chance, a very outside chance of making the playoffs. That'll be a fantastic achievement.
Okay. You can follow Barry. It's at the Barry Hales on Twitter. Well, good luck for the rest of the season, and good luck with your future as well, personally. It's great to speak to you.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, mate. Take care.
So that was the Barry Hales interview, and now it's on to the final round of this week's quiz. So for this game, the highest points to win, so you want to name the clubs with the lowest away support. So Nick, to play first.
Blackpool.
Blackpool are 44th out of 72, so all right, 531 fans on average.
See, I think here I might do a good one because I think I know who's bottom.
Okay.
I think it's Accrington.
Yes. Rightly... Just for fun, do you want to try and guess how many fans on average?
106.
Lose the six and you're there.
Really?
100 average fans. But yeah, best answer you could give for this game?
I'll go for Morecambe.
Now the second bottom with 135 fans.
Okay, from experience of being in League One, I'd probably say Fleetwood.
Yeah, right down there in 68th position.
Crawley Town.
Yeah, 69th.
Spoke about these as well the other way, didn't we? Being a conference sort of size club, I'll probably go Dagenham and Redbridge. They're probably down that end.
Yeah, they're 70th.
York City.
56th with 401 fans on average.
Fuck it.
I'm going to go as well. Again, quite a small club, obviously, they're doing really well. But Burton, I don't think they took too many. They didn't bring many to the Rico this year, despite being top. So, yeah, Burton.
They're number 61 on the list. It's still all to play for with the last one each.
Hartlepool.
They are 59th.
Ooh, last one, I've got to think carefully now, haven't I?
Yeah.
Obviously, we've been in and around these clubs over the last few years, so I think probably got not an advantage, but you know what I mean. I've probably seen it firsthand a little bit. I'm gonna go. Got toss up between two.
The club 26th or lower. Yeovil.
Yeovil and Stevenage. I'm gonna go Yeovil.
Yeah, is Yeovil your final answer?
Yeah, I'll go Yeovil.
Yeovil are 65th, and it wins you the game. If you'd have said Stevenage, they're 64th, so it still would have won you the game. They're right next to each other. So, yeah, couldn't split them either way. But, yeah, no, great game. And good, interesting to see the most and least supported clubs in the Football League as well.
It is. It's like obviously, Burton, like I said, fairly small club really still. But I didn't think they'd be not quite that far down. I didn't think they'd be, where were they, 60-something, weren't they? Or something like
Burton.
That.
Burton. Yeah, Burton was 61st, 343 fans on average.
I don't know that far now, but
I think for me the biggest shock is seeing the likes of Luton, you know, Luton up there in League Two, and then you've got Sheffield United who are eighth in there with
Port. Really, it's phenomenal, isn't it? Obviously, Portsmouth get praised, and rightly so, because their fans are excellent as well. Luton's fans, top.
Yeah, they're always fair play to them.
All right.
I wonder what percentage that is of the home game. Yeah, that'd be nice. And that would be brilliant. It's all right for League One, but should be getting a lot more, really.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for joining me for this show. I appreciate you both coming on. You can follow us at V2 Football. You can check out Matty's new podcast. I'll put the link in the description. Thanks for joining me, and good night.
Good night.